We've been seeing prices going up around Baltimore and through Maryland and maybe region-wide. Where are prices right now from what you can tell?
Well, you're absolutely right. The state average is at $3.39 today. That's up 4 cents a gallon in the past week. Here we go. Baltimore's average price is also up. It's at $3.36 right now. That's up 3 cents a gallon in the past week. And the reason we're seeing these price increases is because wholesale prices have increased, and that's due largely to the increase we've seen in crude oil prices. Crude was trading at nearly $93 a barrel yesterday. It's over $92 a barrel, and that's one of the key things that's pushing prices higher. If you ask me why crude prices went up, it's due largely to the uncertainty that was surrounding the fiscal cliff discussion.
All right. Well, with at least some of those questions answered now and some action in Congress, do you expect prices to continue to go up, hold steady, or come down in the next few weeks?
I think we'll see these prices hold steady over that period, simply because that would be pretty consistent with what we've seen in seasonal patterns. At this time of year, we don't usually see an aggressive price climb that we see every spring. That would probably start closer to the end of the month and into February. As you know, this is the time of year when refineries are starting to flush out the winter blend gasoline because they have to start getting ready for the summer blend production. But before they can even do that, they take care of a lot of the maintenance issues that they schedule for February and March. So that's, you know, we're going to see prices go up aggressively, but I don't think we're going to see that start in the next 2 weeks.
Okay, so I hate to ask you to go into the crystal ball farther. What are you looking at into the spring and maybe even the middle of the year?
Well, historically, we've seen gas prices move from the beginning of the year, from January 1 to the peak price, whenever that peak occurs. And when we look at the national numbers, the national average has increased on an average 90 cents a gallon over the last 8 years. That's exactly, you know, what we've seen in the movement from the start of the year to the peak. It's averaged 90 cents a gallon for 8 years. So, you know, we could see something very similar. Now, I should point out, last year it didn't hit 90 cents. Last year, from the beginning of the year to the peak price, which we saw in April, that movement was only 67 cents a gallon. So, you know, there are certainly times when we go a little bit higher, certainly times when we could be a little bit lower, but 90 cents is the average. And I wouldn't be surprised if we're close to that again this year.
And you're looking at what in through April, about the peak about April or so, Easter time roughly?
That's difficult to say because there are so many factors that are going to impact that. But it may be June. It could be late May or June that we see the prices peak. You know, and there have also been years when it didn't peak until October, believe it or not. But so there's a lot of variables in this equation. The only thing that we can be certain of is that as springtime arrives, so too will the higher prices at the pump. Explain it in a concise, you know, period of time. But the concern about the fiscal cliff raises issues about the nation's debt. You know, we have $16 trillion worth of debt. And that's extremely problematic for consumers because a lot of economists will tell you with that debt, there's an effort by the federal government, federal policies, to maintain a weak dollar. Because if the dollar remains weak, then the value of our debt, the relative value, becomes less. But if the dollar strengthens, then the relative value of that debt increases. So there's a lot of people who will tell you that the federal government wants a weak dollar. And the problem with a weak dollar is that because oil is traded internationally, crude oil is traded using the U.S. dollar as the prime currency, if we have a weak dollar involved in all of these transactions, then Americans are paying considerably more for the crude oil and considerably more for the gasoline